Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Long Beach we go. Mario, the fan. What's going on, Mario?
Hey, what's going on, Moose? Good show.
Thank you, Mario. Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, so listen, the dart, you know, it's very, very interesting. If he does it, running is part of his game. He reminds me a little bit of Lamar when he came out, right? He's got to run. Because that's all of his good plays have to do with his movement. If he doesn't move and he just stays in the pocket, he's not that good. I mean, he missed a lot of throws yesterday, too. I mean, he looked awful yesterday, you know?
He did look bad last year. Last year. You looked bad yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings. I think that was a big-time learning lesson for Dart. He only attempted 13 passes, he did not take any unnecessary hits. I mean, he was sacked on a number of occasions. There were a couple of times that with sacks were negated because there were helmet-to-helmet hits. We saw that on, I believe, 2 occasions with the Minnesota Vikings yesterday. Dart. But Brian Flores is an exquisite defensive coordinator.
Yes, but you know the thing is with that, if he keeps on, you hear all the rhetoric, don't take hits. If he completely changes the way he plays, he's not going to be good. That's part of what he's good at. And he's going to take some hits because he's a swashbuckler type of a, you know, guy, go after it.
It's nothing, so Mario, listen, every quarterback's going to take hits on occasion. Do I need him stiff-arming defensive backs down the field? No. Do I need him getting greedy on the sideline, trying to take an extra yard and taking an unnecessary hit? I do not. That's the point. You know that, and Dart can go out there and be defiant as he was against the New England Patriots, but you got to be smart about it. I mean, bigger, faster, stronger, that's what the NFL is. This is not Ole Miss, not the SEC. As good as the SEC is as a conference, it's not the National Football League. You got to be smart, and the rules are in place to go out there and protect the quarterback, right? Once you begin the slide, you can't touch him, can't hit him low, can't hit him high. There's basically like, a 20-inch space that you can hit the quarterback legally, right? You got to make sure the quarterback doesn't drop down, because then if he goes helmet to helmet, you're going to be flagged for 15 yards. I mean, there's so much that goes along with it, but the NFL doesn't want to see backup quarterbacks.
No, not at all.
Who the heck wants to see that? They want to see their stars in the game. Dart. Here's the one thing. You want to say, well, that's part of his game. Yeah, Mario, I don't disagree with you. I don't think it's going to go away. I just don't want him. I want him to be smart about it. So you're not going to take away his legs and his athletic ability. Just don't go out there and put yourself in a prone position to take a hit that a quarterback shouldn't, because he's got to be available, right? In order to be great, you got to go out there and be available. Yeah, other aspect when you look at Dart is his ability is pocket presence, something that everyone was critical about when it comes to Daniel Jones. He's got elite-level pocket presence, the ability to climb the pocket, escape the rush, and be able to keep his eyes down the field, right? To keep a play extended and elongate a play to be able to find receivers down the field. He's got good enough arm to go out there and make all the throws. And his ability to go out there and compartmentalize and look at the defense and have an understanding of where it's going. Now, yesterday, were there some, you know, did Brian Flores do a tremendous job of scheming and masking some of the coverages that were going to transpire post-snap? He did. And I think that's going to be film that Jackson Dart's going to be able to look at and be able to learn from moving forward.
Yeah. I think, And I think he's got to be careful, too, like you said, with the hits. And I think they're saying around the league, hey, listen, when you break the pocket, you're a running back. You know, so when you go down the sidelines, because I know that hit on the sidelines, there were some people saying it was dirty. That absolutely was not a dirty hit at all, you know, that hit on the sidelines, you know, when you were talking about
it. No, it was not. He was in play. It wasn't flagged. Yeah. It was not, you know, and this is not, you know, we're not playing Pee Wee football. I mean, you're playing the National Football League. You just, that's not a hit you want your quarterback to be taking. Trey and Tom's Rivers up next to the fan. What's going on, Trey?
Hey, Bruce. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Trey. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, we were talking a lot about Jackson Dart and kind of a little panic from yesterday's game. I don't know if I necessarily agree. Obviously, there's a little bit of opinions regarding trading him away and looking forward to Mendoza. I really disagree with that. But, you know, they're in a position right now. Obviously, the coaching is one thing, but as for the roster, you got Neighbors coming back, Skadu coming back. You know, it's pretty strong. As for the defensive front, obviously with Dexter and Brian Burns playing his best football, you know, what's the expected return you would think that you can get from, you know, either drafting Mendoza and trading him or, you know, just a pick as a whole? What's their plan roster-wise? Obviously, like I said, the coaching
those that are going out there and selling that, what is the rationale and the reason?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mendoza?
No. What's the rationale and the reason? Because I've heard it, but I haven't really heard it where it's logically explained, right? So why would you logically have a quarterback that you believe you have found an answer? And everybody believes the Giants have found an answer in Jackson Dart. Why then would you trade that player to another team to draft an unknown?
I personally don't agree with it. I think
I don't understand it logically. Like, you know, make it make sense. Explain it to me like I'm a 3-year-old, right? Explain it to me like it makes little to no sense whatsoever. Because what, you think Mendoza all of a sudden is a better passer than Jackson Dart? there's a lot that comes along with being a quarterback in the National Football League as well, right? So we've already seen the high points, and Jackson Dart, from everybody and their mother, believes that he is going to be a franchise quarterback, and the sky's the limit. No, so now I'm going to go out there and take a player out of Indiana. And I love watching Mendoza play, and Cignetti's done an unbelievable job, thanks to NIL, with that Hoosiers program, right? And the remarkable victory over Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. But Mendoza in the National Football League is an unknown. It's not a certainty.
I agree. Yeah, I think the size, I think that, like what we were talking about, pocket presence, when it comes to Dart, and kind of that maturity, obviously it's unknown, right? And we'll see, obviously, you know, in the coming weeks what Mendoza does, you know, on a bigger stage when it comes to playing for the national championship, which Dart obviously never really had the opportunity to do it at Ole Miss. You know, I think it's the size. I mean, 6'5", pocket passer, accuracy. When it comes to that stuff, and when it comes to being a successful long-term NFL quarterback, you know, that's a guy you look at and kind of build a franchise around. I think the narrative, as for Jackson Dart, I love Jackson Dart, right? Like, I mean, I'm not arguing against that. But, you know, I think there could be a return there, and I was just kind of wondering what you would, you know, think keeping Jackson Dart and kind of what that would be.
Well, you know, and Trey, I'd be all for Dart and keeping him. I think the Giants have found a solution. I think the Giants believe that they found their quarterback of the future, right? So the search is over, right? It's been a while, and the Giants search is over to find that quarterback. For Mendoza, really the sky's the limit, especially if, say, you know, has an unbelievable offseason, you know, has great workouts, and you have, you know, 3-4 teams that fall in love with him. And then you can get in certainly into some sort of a bidding war in order to move up for Mendoza. And then really, you know, you can get a lot. I mean, you could get potentially like, you know, 3 1s. You can get, you know, 2 1s, a 2, a 3. I mean, there's a lot that you can get back in return, depending on how far in the draft that you have to fall and where that team is moving up from. That obviously impacted based on the amount of draft capital that you're going to get back in return. But you could get a haul. I mean, you really could. And there's no question about it. And I would imagine that, you know, if the Giants end up with the number one overall pick, and we've got Vegas and Giants this upcoming Sunday for the battle for the number one overall pick, the Giants end up with the number one overall pick. I would imagine in that building, they're hoping that there is a bidding war for the number one overall pick, especially to go out there and get a quarterback.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think, you know, obviously that's right in front of them, but obviously ownership is up to get them, you know, the most value out of that. So, you know, that could be questionable. But, you know, we'll see how that happens.
I mean,
I think wide receiver.
Yeah. And listen, the Giants have got, you know, they've got a lot of holes that they have to go out there and fill. You know, offensive line has not become a talking point, but you got to see certainly what happens with Van Roten. Obviously, Runyon was out because his wife just had a baby this past Sunday. Andrew Thomas suffered a hamstring injury. You like what you get, but there have been, you know, deals got to work out, and you got to find some solutions that are going to be there long term when you're looking at that offensive line. But the O-line coach has done a great job this year defensively. You know, you got to be able to bring in a defensive coordinator, whoever the head coach is, that's going to take advantage of the talent that you have on that side of the football. You need elite level cover cornerback. You need to bring a little bit more speed into the equation when you're looking at the Giants defensively. But there are things to work at when you look with if you look at the Giants with Dexter Lawrence, Burns, obviously. Thibodeau has now been shut down for the season with that shoulder injury. And then you look at Abdul Carter with the way that he's flashed the past couple weeks, or more specifically, a couple weeks ago against the Washington Commanders. Shane in Babylon's up next in the Fan. What's going on, Shane? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Moose. What's going on?
I'm doing well, Shane. Happy holidays. What's on your mind, man?
You too. What's going on? So someone touched on it earlier, but if for some reason Baltimore or Pittsburgh is crazy enough to get rid of Harbaugh or Tomlin, what on earth has Aaron Glenn done to justify a second year if those two people are available? If for some reason Harbaugh is fired, Glenn should be fired within 5 minutes, and the Jets should move heaven and earth to try to get this person. What has he built this year that is so important that it needs to be continued next year?
I mean, there's been nothing. Outside of cleaning up the leaks in the building, there hasn't been much.
No, there's been nothing, and we saw the Patriots do this last year with Gerard Mayo. Was, you know, Kraft even said it wasn't fair firing him, and now look at the Patriots. They're knocking on the door of another Super Bowl. I mean, you know, people talk about what's fair and what's not fair. Life isn't fair.
No, it's not. That's true.
And how many times do people say the NFL is a business? I mean, this is a very clear-cut business decision. if for any reason Harbaugh is available.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me throw it to you this way. It's a fair argument to be made, and I don't necessarily disagree with you when you have guys that are program changers like that. If Harbaugh does shake free with the Baltimore Ravens, why would he pick the Jets instead of the Giants?
That's a great question. I mean, the only things that I could argue to pick the Jets is, one, he can select his quarterback in the draft if he doesn't think Dart is the guy. And two, from what I understand, the Jets have a lot more cap space to play with over the next few years than the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, but if you believe in Dart, then that's what makes the Giants. And Shane, thanks a lot for the call. And I get your frustration. And, you know, I think the New England scenario, as you bring that up as an example, you know, you had a head coach down in Vrabel, former Patriot. That's the job he wanted, even though he flirted with other teams. The job he wanted was New England. And I get life is not fair. And sometimes you've got to pivot and realize that you made a mistake. And the biggest issue you have is not understanding or being fearful of being judged for making that mistake and not transitioning quickly forward. And New England's in a spot now after not being in the playoffs for 4 years. They're back in the postseason after that come-from-behind victory last night against the Baltimore Ravens. So I understand where you're coming from. Here's the deal that you have to when you look at the Giants. The Giants, regardless of how this season does play out, and say they end up with the number one overall pick, the Giants are going to be an attractive job to a lot of people, whether you've been a head coach before or whether you're going to become a first-time head coach because of the quarterback. The Jets question mark there, if they decide to move on from Aaron Glenn, the question mark there to go along with the owner and Woody Johnson presents greater reservations for guys that might have the opportunity to pick their next gig. I'm not talking about somebody looking for that first opportunity. I'm talking about the established guy. The guy that comes in with less question marks because they've done the job before and they've had success before. 1157, Melusis with you. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.